from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. The elaborate six-day funeral for General Vang Pao is wrapping up today. The body of the beloved Hmong leader was taken to the Southern California city of Glendale this morning to be buried. Vang Pao died on January 6th at the age of 81. Family members had hoped the general's role in leading a CIA-backed guerrilla army during the Vietnam War would qualify him for burial at Arlington National Cemetery, but the request was denied. His family is appealing the decision to President Barack Obama. Oakland city leaders say they've hired outside counsel to move forward with permits for medical cannabis grow houses. Last night, the city council discussed pushing ahead with the permits after the city attorney bowed out of dealing with it. Council member Larry Reed says the new attorneys need some time to review the city's attorney's paperwork.
So I'm hoping within the next 30 to 45 days, we'll have a clean ordinance that will come before the full council for us to vote on, and ultimately I'm hoping that it'll get approved.
The U.S. attorney based in San Francisco has warned Oakland that pot is still illegal under federal law, regardless of any local ordinances. Reed said that the proposed new ordinance would require cultivators to operate a separate business site for dispensing cannabis and limit the size of their farms to 50,000 square feet. Two schools in Concord are preparing to close their doors and send their students elsewhere. The Mount Diablo School Board voted last night to shut down Holbrook Elementary and Glenbrook Middle Schools. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Santa Clara University, accepting executive MBA applications now. SCU.edu/EMBA.